A few weeks ago, I started explaining to you about my hand. I have developed over the last year something called essential tremors. And it's not painful or difficult, it's just a distraction that I felt like I wanted to mention so you'd be aware of it, so I could name it and own it and not spend so much time trying to hide it under my robes when my hand starts to shake. I appreciate, as I said, you're not waving back to me thinking I'm waving at you. And also, I feel that it's important for you to know I choose and want to say Mass in a way that's edifying for you. And if it comes to the point where my hand becomes a distraction, then I need to have you let me know about it so that I can do whatever's best at that time. So we'll have that understanding, okay? Customs, traditions, rituals can be things that unite us. Nationality, gender, we tend to say, you're the same as me, and then we feel close. But they can also divide us. And that's what our gospel is about today. Jesus encounters a woman in another country of another nationality. And at the time of Jesus, women weren't allowed to talk to men in public. And yet she addresses him and calls out to him. And we see that these boundaries of nationality and gender and traditions and customs have become a dividing point. Because the followers of Jesus say, tell her to be quiet. Tell her to go away. They sense she's not like them. She doesn't practice the same religion as they do. So there must be something wrong. But Jesus recognizes her as a woman of great faith. And that's important for us to also be aware of. You'll remember last week in the gospel, Jesus walked on water, and Peter said, let me do that too. And Jesus said, come. And Peter tried to and failed. And Jesus says to him, O ye of little faith. Today he says to a stranger who comes from all these different customs and traditions, you have great faith. Because faith transcends customs and traditions and nationality and gender. Faith takes us to a place where we are close to God, where we try to live God's will. It helps us transcend ourselves when we get lost doing what the gospel writer did so easily. You'll remember the gospel was written about 70 years after the death of Jesus. And the gospel writer, trying to reinforce his own traditions, puts the words in the mouth of Jesus that seem to condemn this woman. He has Jesus say, the scraps from the table shouldn't be given to the dogs underneath the table. And that word, the dogs, was a word that was used to describe people who were not of the same traditions or religion as the Jewish people were. Jesus seems to be criticizing and judging her. And I think it's very easy for us as well to try to marry God and our traditions and rituals and say that they are one and the same. But it is faith that carries us to where God is. It is faith that transcends all those challenges that come from separation and division. Jesus comes to unite the people, and faith unites us. If we say, I'm just going to get along with people who are of the same nationality or the same religion or the same traditions I have, those are the only things I'm comfortable with. Look at the challenges that exist all throughout the world because of those kind of artificial boundaries. It's interesting to note that in the gospel, people from this country that Jesus was visiting were familiar with the customs of the Jewish people, and the Jewish people were familiar with their customs. Because of economics, because of selling their products, they learned how to get along a little bit. But then they would also be divided over the same kinds of things. We have to find ways to move beyond those things that divide us and separate us so that the Holy Spirit of God may live in us and unite us to one another. We come here this morning from different traditions and towns and nationalities, from different religions and genders. And that's good. That's a blessing for us. Not a source of division, not a source of right or wrong. God isn't on the side of some and not on the side of others. God loves all of those whom He has created. And He invites all of us to be people of faith. And that faith will help us to transcend the boundaries that divide us and cause trouble in our lives and ask us to move to a new place. But we have to be willing to do that. If we're just stubborn and hold on begrudgingly and fight issues that are artificial because we have somehow feel secure and safe in those, we make a tremendous mistake. Over 2,000 years ago, this encounter took place. And those who say they believe in Jesus sometimes continue to see those as dividing points instead of things that should unite us. So as we celebrate our Mass today, as we come together in prayer as one, as we have communion with God and with one another, let us be people of great faith, so it may be said of us that our faith has helped us to be closer to living the will of God, and in doing that, that we may truly become His people and live in His love.